Remember, the following information about our solar system and its inhabitants has never been given to the people of Earth before in this manner. Now, for the first time, it is presented by way of recording. This recording is the first of a series. It answers many questions that have been asked about space beings. The answers include their purpose in coming here, their life, their mode of living, their government, and so forth. Each question is answered as the space beings decide. Also, whether or not we have anything to fear from these visits to our planet. The space beings feel that now is the time that the veil of secrecy should be lifted. We believe that the material on this tape recording will speak for itself. Our space friends have decided that this method is the best way to present their story. You will hear two space beings. The first to speak is named Corton. He is from the planet Mars. Corton is a communications chief controlling all messages clearing through Mars or through Martian spacecraft. The name of the second being you hear is Volta. He is from Venus. Volta is engaged in contacting groups of Earth people. We think of him as a psychologist of public relations.
Greetings to you, the people of Earth. I am known among my people by the name Corton. I am from the planet which you call Mars, but which in our language is called Massar. I am in charge of a communications network which relays information from our planet, either directly or by means of relaying it through our spacecraft, which your people have named flying saucers. I wish to introduce to your people another who is called Voltra. Voltra is from the planet which you call Venus. One moment. Greetings, people of Earth. I am called Voltra, as my brother Corton mentioned, and I take this time to extend to all of the people upon the planet Earth the greetings of all of us whom you have seen in your skies, in what you have called flying saucers, but which in reality are spacecraft. Now, my friends, for you, the people of Earth, are our friends. Perhaps you have asked why we are visiting your planet. I will try to answer this in a way which you will understand. All of my remarks to you at this time, I shall try and make readily understandable by your language concepts. We are visiting your planet for several very important reasons. We are interested in the advancement your scientists have made in the field of nuclear energy. We have in the past witnessed other planets where this power of nature was discovered and used. Oftentimes, it has been used constructively for the benefit of those peoples. More often, however, it has been used as a means of destruction, as a means of gaining power. Power over other people. This, my friends, is the situation as we have observed it upon your planet. It has been used as a club over the heads of all your peoples. Little as your scientists really know what they are toying with, the result of these radiations, which are now present in your atmosphere in large quantities from the atomic tests which you have conducted and which have caused this great amount of radiation. This radiation is very destructive and in many ways. It can cause a great increase in the numbers of cases dealing with various forms of insanity. It has rather a disturbing effect upon your circulatory system, particularly the veins and also the heart. The other effect is a gradual poisoning of your entire systems by contamination of foods which you eat and consume. This, my friends, is not a healthy situation. We have a device which we have used many times since the year 1947 of your time. And that device is what has popularly been called a green fireball. This green fireball is a scientific device of our making, which is capable of neutralizing dangerous amounts of radiation in your atmosphere. Your scientists will confirm what I am saying when I mention that there are eddy currents in your atmosphere, much like those which exists along your shorelines, where the water reaches certain bays and inlets, and therefore is restricted in its travel and accumulates all manner of debris. Your atmosphere contains similar conditions. The debris most harmful to you at this time is atomic residue radiation. That is one main reason why we have visited your planet. Another reason is the fact that in the devices which you have called hydrogen bombs, which really are not hydrogen bombs, you have come very close several times to completely annihilating and disintegrating your entire planet. On both of these occasions, we have been forced to neutralize those devices. This we did for two reasons. One, to save your planet from annihilation. Two, to keep the effects of such an annihilation from affecting other planets within your solar system. The cataclysmic changes which would be present in the structure of your solar system and ours would be tremendous if we were to lose your planet in such a frightful manner. So, you can see, we are much interested in this manner of nuclear achievements that you have made. However, these are just several reasons why we have come. Shortly, due to outside cosmic influences, which are upsetting even at this moment your planet's natural axis, there are going to be rather severe topological changes in your geography. Certain land areas are going to be covered by water. Certain areas, which are now covered by water, will be uncovered and be land areas. At this time also, if by our means we are not able to prevent it, your Earth may reverse its north and south poles, or, as you have a means of expressing it, flip on its axis. This, of course, would result in complete catastrophe to the surface of your planet. Civilization, as you now know it, would be completely demolished. This we do not wish to happen. Therefore, by means of our science, of which your scientists can only dream, we are attempting to thwart this happening. We will prevent, if at all possible, such a condition. I wish to state that we have an organization of many, many planets and of many solar systems and of a number far too large to count of various galaxies. We have a type of organization which we call the Universal Confederation. This is a form of government. However, each member of this confederation is allowed perfect freedom as long as its ultimate efforts are aimed at the service it can render to those about it who need it. We have certain regulations we abide by, much in the same manner as you have certain laws. These regulations we have in a book. Yes, we have books also. We have in a book containing the Galactic Pacts, which in actuality is a record book containing these regulations. We do not change or disobey these rules, which we, upon a majority decision, have formulated, since they are for the good of all of us. No one individual, solar system, planet, star, or galaxy is shown preference within our code. All are equal, and yet we have many, many civilizations, some much more advanced than those we know. By this I mean the civilization we have at present upon the planet you call Venus is not as highly progressed as that civilization which is now ruling on the nearby planet of the star you call Procyon. There is a civilization which in our terminology could be considered half a million years ahead of even ours. By your standards, I might mention that we of Venus are perhaps only 5,000 years in advance of your science. This people of Earth does not entitle us to become egotistical in dealing with your people, because after all, given the same educational advancements, the same knowledge, you are entirely as intelligent as we. We have only the advantage of a more advanced educational means. I should add also that our intentions towards you, the people of Earth, are entirely friendly. We have no wish to take over your government, to rule your people. We have quite enough of our own problems to contend with. We wish only to be able to share with you in the future certain scientific techniques and certain cultural advancements and educational advancements. Your achievements in evolution and technology has almost reached a point where this is possible. Soon, your people will be entitled to membership. We of the Universal Confederation maintain a constant surveillance of your planet. We have millions of our craft within 10,000 miles of your surface. This you may find hard to believe. I do not believe so, though, when I mention that on just our planet alone, which is Venus, we have over 10 million spacecraft. If you will add up the number available in this solar system, you would have close to 500 million. So, you see, we really have only a few ships concerned with your immediate problem. There are people in space who are not all friendly. I mention this only to say to you that not all people who are space people have your best interests at heart. There are certain planets, and there are certain galaxies which contain people which we would term hostile. And of course, in view of their activities, we feel you would call in a like manner. These people have achieved various forms of space travel. They have attained ingress to your planet in the past and can still do so. I might add, though, that we watch their craft whenever they are found in this area of space. We try to keep tabs on their activities. More often, we are successful, sometimes, being only human, we are not. I wish to say to you that those people whom you have observed in ships in your atmosphere are entirely physical human beings. They are men and women, very much like yourselves. We are capable of landing at any time upon your surface. Soon, however, when certain conditions do exist upon your surface, in various forms of government and in various sociological changes, our landings will be imminent. When we do land, we will step from our craft and extend to you, the people of Earth, friendship. We ask nothing of you in return, only that we be friends. We wish to exchange with you information. If in the near future, after the landings have been accomplished, you wish to enter into commerce or trade with our people, that would be highly desirable and could no doubt be arranged. I would mention also that we have not at any time committed an overt act of aggression towards your people. We have not deliberately caused any accidental crashes or committed any happenings which could be construed as destructive. We wish you to know this. That is why we are stating it. And now, my friends, I find I must leave. I shall return again, however, and speak with you by means of tape recordings. Soon, very soon, we hope to have the opportunity to greet you in a manner which will forever dispel any doubts which you might have concerning our intentions. For you see, my friends, we who are your brothers in space have a common allegiance with you. We have many, many topics which we feel would be of great interest to your peoples. And in the very near future, we will see that these topics are presented to you. Now, I must leave. I extend to all of you, you who are the people of Earth, our greetings. I am Vultra. Adonai Vasu, my brothers.